Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Greetings, loyal trendies. This mini-sode of the podcast is brought to you by Cobra Electronics. Allow me to now deliver unto you the top trending things as deemed by internetdom. Since our last trending show, World Cup news has continued to dominate the engine Google made, but I am content to keep ignoring all that stuff. And something tells me there is no shortage of media about soccer out there if you want it. In non-football news, Zendaya trended high on Monday as the Disney star has pulled out of the proposed biopic about the late singer Aaliyah. Zendaya came under fire for not being black enough to play Aaliyah in the movie, and Google image results would seem to support this, if that's the kind of argument you want to have regarding the casting of a Lifetime Network docu-thing. Zendaya made a splash on the big screen last summer for her role in Super Buddies, which is the seventh film in the franchise about the athletically gifted golden retriever. Yes, that makes the sixth sequel to Air Bud, and no, I am not making this up. To prove it, I want to read this plot synopsis to you from the film's Wikipedia page because it is better than anything I could possibly make up. Quote, "The Super Buddies, Butterball, Buddha, Rosebud, B-Dog, and Mudbud, five golden retriever puppies, found five magical rings from the planet Inspiron. Each ring has given the buddies unique superpowers, including super strength, mind control, super speed, super elasticity, and invisibility. Together, the buddies must use the rings responsibly with the help of Captain Canine in order to stop a power-hungry extraterrestrial warlord named Commander Drex, who wanted to take the rings for his own and full dictatorship of Inspiron." End of quote. If you're worried about what that might do to the minds of our undereducated youth here in America, too late. I'll bring this full circle with the quote from Zenyatta Mondatta herself about why she is pulled out of the Aaliyah biopic. Quote, "Because it's someone that I honor and I respect so much, it has to be 128%, especially for all her fans, including myself. I didn't feel like it was all the way there." End quote. That's right. The 17-year-old ingenue did not feel the production was at 128%. 19-year-old Kendall Jones set the internet ablaze starting on Tuesday, and at first pass, I thought this was just because she's a cheerleader for Texas Tech that people wanted to image search. Ah, but there's more. Kendall Jones likes posting photos of herself all dolled up and smiley with big game animals that she's killed. There are ample photos of her smiling sweetly while holding giant firearms like she's the protagonist in a Rob Liefeld comic from the mid-1990s. I thought, is this trending because people are digging a cute chick with a gun fetish? Wrong again. People are outraged that she is posting these photos on her Facebook and are campaigning for their removal, claiming they promote animal cruelty. In one photo, she is hugging a leopard corpse like it's a stuffed animal. And I don't mind saying, you could bury the needle on the cutometer, and I still don't want to see you hugging a dead animal. But that's just it. If I don't want to look, then I guess I shouldn't have clicked on her photos. You should probably avoid her Facebook page if this sounds like material that might upset or offend you. But I don't think this girl, who we might agree has made some weird choices about what she shares on social media, is doing anything illegal, even if it is morally questionable. She pays to go on these expensive safari trips to hunt big game, like lions. If I had that kind of money to spend, I'd pimp out the 1966 Batmobile and slow cruise through South Philly, blasting bass-heavy jams while sipping iced mochas. Yeah, that is the latest Mayor Hawthorne album I'm blasting, and yes, those are fuzzy orange dice. Look, I know everyone with opinions different from our own are dumb. I totally get that. But if everyone making weird choices is to become the target of a worldwide scream fest, what luck am I going to have reenacting DJ Jazzy Jeff's Summertime, Adam West style? If everything about Craven Jones makes your skin crawl, better unfriend or unfollow or unlike and get on with your life. Flame-warring with an AK-47-toting teenage cheerleader is not the path to enlightenment and inner peace, said Mike Quackenbuddha to his trendies. The Cobra Airwave Box is here to make your next beach excursion or your poolside retreat even better. This rugged, waterproof Bluetooth speaker is perfect for when you want to take your music with you. And right now, our great show sponsors, Cobra Electronics, have cut the price dramatically. So head on over to Cobra.com, and you're going to find this, as well as an array of great gifts and gadgets, not just for others, but perhaps for yourself. particularly if you live your life on the go, like I do. Head over to Cobra.com and show them some love. They make it possible for me to deliver the trending show to you. As the week drew to a close, I was surprised to see Lou Gehrig's name trending, as I feel fairly certain that he's dead. Well, turns out I'm right. And some cursory research shows that he was trending almost as high as World Cup whatnot in celebration of the disease he invented, and then spread around to people through years of unrestrained promiscuity, I imagine. Lou Gehrig's disease, also known by the technical designation acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, is now 75 years old. But to the best of my ability to Google, there were no parades held in its honor. Lou Gehrig also invented baseball and parole hearings. In an ironic twist, he succumbed to the disease of his own invention at the age of 37. Trendies, I am available to serve as your phone-a-friend lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But first, you'll have to follow me on Twitter, where I am at Mike Quackenbush, and then you'll need to leave me a 5-star review in iTunes, like Frank Messina did. Thanks, Frank. Next on my docket is a Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe podcast with Clayton Morris. And catch me Tuesday, July 8th, as I host the Hive Comedy Live Review at Latage Cabaret in Philadelphia. Look for me there. I'll be the guy that looks like me. Adios, amigos.